Hello and welcome to Radically Distinct Radio. It is the first show for the new year of 2017. I hope that you closed out your 2016 well and are moving on to a bright new year. Today we're going to talk about the word of the year, what it is, how to create one, and how to use it. My word for this year is patience. And the reason I chose that word is because of this article that I read called Why Your Brain Hates Slowpokes. It talks about how our modern day society has skewed and distorted our expectations of how long something should take. And it basically talks about how historically, like back in the day when we would hunt and forage instead of go to the grocery store, back in that day, we had this internal timer, this internal clock that would tell us when we need to abandon a hunt that's taking too long, or we need to leave a certain area because there's no longer worth our time. So we have this internal clock that's very much a part of our survival. And now we are in modern day society and technology is really fast. Communication is really fast. It used to be that it would take, 5 minutes to dial up to the internet. And now it takes just a push of a button in maybe 3 seconds or 5 seconds or 10 seconds if you're my computer, you know. So our lives have the world around us has sped up. The way in which we get information has sped up. And so our expectations about how long things should take have completely become distorted. So that was the focus of the article. And I read this article, maybe it was the day before New Year's Eve. And then on New Year's Eve, I went out, I was in the backseat of a car, there was four of us in the car, and we were going downtown Fremont. And we're looking for parking. We went down one street, literally one street. And we're in Fremont, which is in Seattle. So if you don't know, it's like a suburb of Seattle. And it's a relatively busy area, hard to find parking on a normal day. But now it's, New Year's Eve. And we're in a subdivision driving down the street looking for parking. We go down one street and then two people in the car are starting to get anxious and frustrated and starting to get a little just basically frustrated that we haven't found parking yet. And the article had said, which I totally related to this moment, it said that frustration is a consequence of expectations being violated. So these two people who are getting very upset in the car, they're getting upset because they have this expectation that we should be able to find parking really quickly in like one street or less. And that's just, and even talking about it right now, it sounds ridiculous. But when you're in the car, these people are just, they're getting very anxious and frustrated. And another thing that it said in the article is when people set a goal and feel they have control of the outcome, time moves faster to us. Like our perception of time moves faster. But if you set a goal, like finding a parking spot, and you don't feel or you don't have control over the outcome, then time moves really slow. And I found that to be very interesting, because I've just been looking around and noticing how much I do that. I'll be in a line, be like three people in front of me, and I'm watching how slowly the people are moving in front of me. I'm starting to get very frustrated, and I'm not really thinking about the fact that this is actually relatively fast. We have a conveyor belt. It was a grocery store, actually, a conveyor belt that's moving things a little bit faster. It's not like I'm gonna be able to put these things in my car. I'm gonna be able to get home. It's not like I had to go out and forage and kill things and then bring them home and then make them all, cut up in the right size before I even get to cook them, right? So my expectation about how fast this line should go was starting to make me very, very frustrated. And this article has made me start to think about it a little differently. It's changed my idea of what time is and inspired me to make patience be my word of the year, so that I can give things the time that they require to develop and also be a lot less stressed out and a lot less frustrated, so that's another thing you have, when you're going to find your own word, you may want to find your own word by maybe an article or something, someone, something, a movie that you watched or something that really touched you and inspired you to see something differently. Maybe you want, like the article that I read, maybe that would be like an impetus to find your word. Or another thing might be, like I was saying, like maybe you have a bunch of challenges in lots of different areas. Maybe you're finding yourself frustrated all the time. And so a really good word for you for the year would be patience. Or maybe you're finding yourself around a bunch of people who seem to be really short-sighted. So maybe your word for the year could be vision. And you could bring that element of vision into that group of people that you're with. Or maybe you find yourself constantly beating yourself up and never being quite good enough. And so maybe your word for the year could be self-love. So that's how to find your word. I'm personally, how I'm going to use my word is I'm going to use it, my word, which is patience. I'm going to use it to set sales goals. I'm going to use it on every project that I start, both personally and professionally. And then what I'm going to do is, how specifically I'm going to do this, I'm going to quadruple. I tried to say two words at once there. I'm going to either double or quadruple my expectation of the amount of time required to achieve that goal. I'm going to do that so that I can see if I can more accurately hit my goals, and not because I'm trying to be lazy or trying to, not perform well, but because I sometimes set goals that are a little hard to achieve because I'm a go-getter. So, you know, that's my, how I'm going to use this word, patience. How can you use your word? Well, I think you want to think about it like your brand of the year. Let it be the overarching theme or tone of everything that you do. How will I bring this element of patience, vision, self-love to this project? Can be the mantra. You know, how will I bring that? And I recommend that you choose your word and then put it up somewhere so that you can see it. And when you're finding yourself stuck or frustrated, you can say, how do I bring this in to the project? How do I bring my word into this situation? All right. Well, if you like this show, please rate and review us on iTunes. I'd really appreciate it. And if you don't already, follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Radically Distinct. Send me a tweet at Jen Morgan Brand. And you can learn more about how to work with me in personal branding. Maybe you want to talk about your corporate brand. You can learn about me at jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com. And until next time, my name is Jen Morgan, empowering you to be radically distinct.